Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have the zip code so that I can locate an account for you?
Yes, 88033.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Andrew Gomez.
And just to be sure I heard you correctly, the zip code was 88033?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not locating an account with that zip code. What is the nature of your call today?
Look, look up 88007.
Okay, sure.
That's my mailing address. I mean, my physical.
Okay. Thank you for that. You said the name was Andrew Gomez?
Yes.
All right. Let's see if I can locate an account with that name. Okay. So I did locate an account. And just for security purposes, do you mind verifying your shipping address for me, please?
5300 Vista Real, number 46, Las Cruces, okay. New Mexico.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. The account that I've located here, let me take a look. Okay, this is for the Dash Cam. It looks like you're enrolled in the Factory Direct Club with us. How can I help you?
Okay, I filled out a survey, and it said that I won the camera, and all I had to pay was the shipping, which was $6.95, which they charged my account, and then they charged me $49.97 for the camera. Well, yesterday, you guys charged me $49.97 again.
Okay, let me take a look here on the account. I do see that we did attempt to bill you on the 4th, but that payment was declined. It was for $49.97. Then I see the, so it looks as though initially when you placed the order for that free gift for the dash cam, you just paid the shipping and handling for it. And that was just a free gift of yours to keep. Later, though, however, within about 48 to 72 hours, you're automatically enrolled in the Factory Direct Saving Club membership. So what that is you're billed $49 a month, and you receive a $125 gift code to your email so that you can go on to the gadget store and make more purchases worth that gift card.
Okay. Nothing was said to me or mentioned about that, and I don't want to be enrolled in that, so please reverse the charge.
Okay, well, I can certainly go ahead for sure and get it canceled, and that'll prevent all future billing from the company. Let me take a look here as far as with the charge, because usually we're not able to credit back if it's not a same-day charge, and I'm showing that this charge, the latest charge that was successful, was on January the 4th. So what I can do for you as a customer courtesy, just due to the misunderstanding of what you were signing up for, is get you back a courtesy refund of 35% onto that 1-4 charge.
Okay, and what about the charge from yesterday for $49.97?
That declined. That never went through. And since I've canceled your account, that's not going to come through at all.
Okay.
Okay, so would you like for me to go ahead and process that courtesy refund for 35% back to the previous month charge?
I prefer to get the whole amount back, but yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding of our services and what we offer. But again, I am making sure I'm canceling out the membership for you, and I will also provide you with the cancellation confirmation number. If you could just allow me a couple seconds here to get that generated for you.
Okay.
Okay, so that amount should reflect, let me see what that's going to be. It's going to be $17.48 that you will see reflecting back into your account within about 3 to 5 business days. And I'm generating that cancellation number right now. Okay, I have that ready if you're ready to jot it down.
Yes.
All right, that's going to be the letter C, like in Charlie, 258-685-133.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 258-685-133.
That's correct. Yes, sir. And is there anything else I'd be able to help you with?
No, that should take care of it. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.